Today, Rinpoche continued his explanation of the sixth chapter of Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way, explaining that the conventional truth can also be called concealing truth, because it actually conceals the true identity of the object one is apprehending. The true identity of the object is its lack of intrinsic existence, and that is its ultimate truth. Does anyone have a pen by chance? They all have. Thank you. Perfect. Nene.
Taoman jo bawa de ni tu sa ji de dong tuan jie. Sa ji xiang ju shen ba le tu. Ni ji shen de ni shen ba lu. Xiang ju shen jie shen na jie yu shi.
Bless.
Ta o ma lan ju ba xi ro, o ma de za wa xi ro jie. Ju ba shen na o ma ju ba de za wa xi ro lan ju ba de. Ka ri ka de jin ju ba de shen na sa ba de jia chi wa ni ji gu de ju be jie.
Rinpoche, the Gongyo Mepeche Rinpoche, the Jupa, the Goche, then Kambala Drona, the Jupa.
Jupas, Jupa Drona.
Okay, then me the Data NGK Lago. Okay, then eh?
Umala Jupas.
Lesser.
Sawa, Uma Jupas, Sawa Sherala Jupas.
Lesser.
You think Garasana, Saba the Jachawa Niji Gun Jubes. Saba the Jachawa Niji to another.
Sapa, the younger Suriname.
Sapa, Tony, Jeroda, Sapa, Tony, Joshua, Kundubu, Dambani, Jesse, Jibugune, Dambahiza, Omala Jubas,
Jesu, the Pishanchu Samba,
Joshua,
Joshua,
Joshua, Kundu, Damba, Sapa, Tono, Damba.
Okay, great. Okay, the Doni Dupi Shere Dan Demba Ni. The Jupa. Sawa Shere. Sawa Shere.
Sawa Shere. Sawa Shere. Sawa Shere. Sawa Shere. Sawa Shere. Sawa Shere.
Less so.
Omalan Jubas.
Less so. Okay, Sepul Lat. So welcome everyone to the Chen Rezig Tibetan Buddhist Center. Once again, the first Wednesday of every month, Rinpoche is teaching right now Chandrakirti's Madhyamika Avatara, or in English, Chandrakirti's Introduction to the Middle Way, or more often, Entrance to the Middle Way. And I just asked Rinpoche the question about that. He said it's like... going in. I asked him if it's like opening a door of a house and going in, and he said yes, this word jupa is more of like entering or going into. So that clarifies that from an English standpoint, that it should be an entrance to the middle way or entering the middle way. And what is here, what is one entering? So what is this text about? If the text is called An Entrance to the Middle Way, what is one entering? What is this middle way? So this is referring to the text by Nagarjuna called the Mulya Madhyamika Karika, the root wisdom text. So when we see this word, middle way, it's referring to, in this particular case, that text which this is commenting on. What are the contents of, why is Chandrakirti commenting on this? He's commenting on this because there is a clear understanding of emptiness and how it relates to the two truths. So it's more than clear, though. It's a clear, grand, because it is a clear, grand, or vast explanation of emptiness and how it relates to the two truths. So it's for that reason that Chandrakirti has commented on it. So the middle way is here referring to the Mulya Madhyamika Karika. Entering it is referring to here it's sometimes called introduce, because what are you entering? You're entering into the introduction of this information. So you're being, you're in, entering into the accurate explanation of emptiness and the two truths. And the two truths refer to the ultimate truth and conventional truth. So Nagarjuna is able to show emptiness's relation to those two. Digsung Rinpoche. Detsuku. Then Rinpoche read the first stanza of the first chapter. Homage to Manjushri Kumara, tender, glorious, ever youthful. Translator's note, that's just an addition. Rinpoche read this. The Shravakas and those halfway to Buddhahood are born from the mighty sage, and the Buddhas take their birth from Bodhisattva heroes. Compassion, non-duality, and the wish for a Buddhahood for others' sake are causes of the children of the conqueror. Decent, Rinpoche.
Detsuku.
The Kapdrupa lesson. Got it. The Raptu Jupa. Okay. So now Rinpoche is going to chapter 6, and we are on number 15. So stanza 15, chapter 6 is where we will be beginning. Okay, Rinpoche, that's it.
Raptu Shavad Nyeba Tishir Drepa Nga Jujin Kanji Tishir Nyeba Tene Yena Jujin La Juji Duba Cheba Sheba Shele Cheba Tishir Salu Samyo Lasu Le Le Me The Le The Me Shena
Tene De Shiloka Chi De Yabudu
Cheta Ne Dham
Okay
Kasa Dham Ne Keshu Kien Lasu Keshu Ka Lasu Salu Nyogu Cheba Sheba Nyude Nyumi Nyude Me Juji Kuna Tuba Tu mi dhava mayi nyi tiji salu samyo tene ti mi ti jeni shiri. Nyugu samyo tane dunya yueba mayi te, nyugu samyo tane dunya yueba mayi te, jeni meba samyo nyi tu kalan juro. Te na nyugu samyo leji dhruba yumi be jeni leji wa Sheshawa, shun de tangwa shishu, chitra sangki danyi, towa tanda mawa ta, dunya mayi meba ne, meba tongwa, tijin to, jeba shatan, jeje taki, jega njushi na, kete, jiki yina, kete jiti yina, dedu jime, Te yu mi, ke te chi xin pa ne, chi la shu pi yu mi xin, ga xin pa ne, yu xin chi la shu pi ndu xu pa. Te xin te ne, chi ta pa ne, san tang, chung pa yin, chi wan te ne, shi pu, me pa ri pi, ngon wa mi, ke te mi ki, lu la, rang ki chi, tu chi pa, Mē lā sō bā, mē lā sō tāng, lēng jī yōngā, nū shē lā sō lē, yēng jī wē nā yō lā, yōng yō, gō bā, jī shī yō. Jē tē, tē mē, jē nā, tē lā, nyā bā shē shēng tō.
That's good, Rinpoche. Lēng lā gā rē, gāng yī sēng chū shī lō kā, shē rā māmbō lō sō.
Yā, yā, yā.
Shī lō kā chī chī rē rē mā, lēng yī lā gā rē. Detsuku, I just have to find where Rinpoche just read like 6 or 7 stanzas, and it's going to be hard for me because it's a different kind of text. So just give me a moment to get caught up. I'm numbering all of the stanzas in the text so that when we go back, it's actually possible to even do this. So just give me one moment, folks. I'm so sorry. 17, 18. The ne the Rinpoche, the Chirang Kaba Kasong, Jelong De Chisha.
Gaji Jin, Gaji Jin, Vision. Gaji Jin, Jila Shoshan, Dejuba. Tisendan Jetaba Na Santa, Somai. Jawandan Shepa Meba, Zibigo Ami. Kete, Miki, Lula. Rangi, Chiji, Tuji Ba, Mila Suda, Sanji Jun, Dushi Lazu, Le, Jenny Vena, Yula, Jun, Kabachi, Chete, Teme, Jena, Dela Yabashi, Zinto.
Chu, NGK Lagua, Rimache.
Or
the Shiloka thing, ah.
Okay.
Okay, then the tambo the raptu jawa nupa de shir jepu the shiloka the detsko. Okay, so I'm just gonna read where Rinpoche read to, and then we will see if there's any commentary and then move forward from there. What can be produced, you say, is for that reason called effect, and what has power to generate, though other, is accounted cause. Things are continuities, you say, born from what gives rise to them, and rice plants cannot come from something alien like barley seeds. Barley lotus blossoms of the Kimshuka, you do not think of them as source of rice plants, and indeed they have no power to be. They share no likeness, are not members of the same continuum. Now, rice seeds being other differ also from their shoots. Seed and shoot are not coincident, occurring at a single time. So how can seed be other in the absence of a correlate? And so it's not proved that shoots derive from seeds. The view that things derive from other than themselves should thus be spurned. You say that, like the crossbar of a weighing scale, the ends of which go up and down cannot be seen as moving all at once. A thing that is produced arises as its cause subsides. Now, this is true if seed and shoot are synchronous, but they are not. For if a thing is being born, it tends to birth. It is not yet. And what is ceasing still exists, for it is tending to destruction. Now, how can such a case be likened to a weighing scales? To speak about production when there's nothing that produces has no sense. If consciousness of sight arises at the same time as its stimuli, the eye, the object, and the simultaneous perception, it's other and already present. Why should it arise again? Because it does not exist yet, you say. The faults of such a theory we've already shown. Rinpoche, the Dondagare Raptu Jawa Nupa Deche Jepu
Raptu Jawa
Raptu Jawa Nupa Deche Jepu Ngeju Shing Ganshi Deje Nupa Deni Shinang Ju Yin La Juchi Dodang Jepa Jele Jepa Deichir.
Judan Debbie, Nuba Yina, Judan Debbie, Yina, T. Judas. Junior Lars. Juji Tuda, Cheba Shele, Cheva Tisher, Salu Samuela, who legend, Cheta Michena. Cheta Neta, Casella, who Kinsukala, who Salu Nyoku Cheba Nuba Nudemi. Juji Konsu Tumi Dao Mai Nidiji Salu Sabin Lene Salu Sabin Tene Mede Mede Jenny Shere.
The Dondagare Ramache. The Tamoa. The Ne, the Mango.
Salu Sabin Sandilko and De.
Less so. Okay. So what can be produced, you say, is for that reason called effect, and what has power to generate through other is accounted as cause. Things are continuities, you say, born from what gives rise to them, and plants cannot come from something alien, like rice plants can't come from something alien like barley seeds. Barley lotus blossoms of Kimshuka, you do not think of them as the source of rice plants, and indeed they have no power to be. They share no likeness, are not members of the same continuum. Now rice seeds, being other, differ also from their shoots. So it's showing how something isn't produced by itself, produced by other, something which is both or causelessly. So here it's saying that there are very specific causes that must come together in order to create a rice plant or a barley plant. Barley seeds are something which produce barley. Rice seeds are what produce rice. A previous rice is what produces rice. A previous barley is what produces barley. There isn't non-rice that can create something that's external that gives rise to and makes this truly existent rice occur. There isn't something other, and it doesn't come in from itself because we see it's an effect. And we see that anything can't just cause anything, because barley must be caused by previous barley, rice has to be caused by previous rice. So we see that now the rice seed is different even from the shoot that it produces, the sprout that it produces, and the sprout then produces some sort of something. So you see this continuum that has to have likeness, but is reliant and interdependent and requires then these external things such as light and water and dirt and all of these other factors in order for it to produce. It doesn't just do it from itself alone, and it doesn't just do it from something else making it occur that is singular in some way, that can somehow prove its true intrinsic nature. So its intrinsic nature isn't found by looking at it from itself or from something else. And now that you've disproven both self and something else, if you combine them, it can't then make it accurate because you've disproven both of those inaccuracies already. Showing interdependence and dependent origination as the proof. Nghe det si lao son, the doni, the dem, dendel, det si lao son rim che. Nene, nyu ku, so pun dang. The shiloka ni, the det's dunda, shiloka ni, det's dunda. Gang yin suna ngama chiran, shiloka chi dunda, shiloka chi dunda. Nyu ku, so pun dang.
Nyu ku, so pun dang, dunya yu ba ma yi des. Jundi dunyan to kill and shed a more remado. Number two jamaja to Jundi 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 never should go to was a grower.
Lesser.
Shed a my what then Jundi dunyan can add it.
Lesser.
You were sabbat on dunya you were my day. Jenny member sabbat yen banito calendaros. Tena. Nyogo sabun leche duba jume be jen leche wa jiden leche jen leche wa shayu shudu tangwa jes mabu na jen le rangka senji dube ju jen le rangka senji dube dube jen che wa sawa de shudu tangwa go res tangwa shu yus
So here it's showing, so there are the Shedamawa Pongdue.
Shedamai Judan Debo Dunyo Yuza.
Judan Debo. Chipa, Dunchik.
Dunyo Yuza.
Dutsu Chipa.
What Dutsu Chipa? Dutsu Chipa Yuza. Majiba Yuza. Shedamawa?
Less so. So in the Great Exposition School, I started pushing, so now he's to get some commentary, so we're. So in the Great Exposition School, so now it's a little over my head, so that's where I like to swim a little bit. So the great exposition, this is a negation of the great exposition school, because there are 18 sub-schools within the great exposition school, and some of them feel that there is a simultaneous arisal that's taking place of seed and sprout. So this is why this is a negation of that view that we're getting into in number 17. So there are various things that are being negated when we see the Samkhya school being negated as things of arising from themselves, and then various thoughts that are similar to that even in the Buddhist philosophies, in the lower tenet systems of the great exposition school. There is even one or a couple, I'm not sure, you'll have to look, in the great exposition school, at least one that posits a true self. Of some sort. So you find varying views throughout. So this number, this section is not only negating these non-Buddhist schools and the higher schools of the middle way autonomy that believe in some intrinsic existence and conventionally, this is negating even the more simpler ideas of simultaneous arisal that we find in the great exposition school. Seed and shoot are not coincident, occurring at a single time. So how can seed be other in the absence of a correlate? And so it is not proved that shoots derive from seeds. The view that things derive from other than themselves thus should be spurned. So are intrinsically existent because when we see this derived, we shouldn't mistake it for part of its causes. It's meaning a literal, its main derivative that makes it intrinsically exist. So it's different than what is produced. So the seed and the shoot are two different things. It's saying that this shoot itself isn't a singular derivative because of other, because of seed. So we can't find that. They aren't coincident. It isn't an instant that's occurring together. It's in a gradual. First, there's a seed, then the seed gets watered, and then there's these necessary conditions then for a sprout to take place. Just seed alone doesn't suddenly miraculously produce sprout. So they don't occur at the same time. There isn't a coincident happening. And so it is not proved that shoots derive from seeds. The view that things derive from other than themselves should thus be spurned. You say that like the crossbar of a weighing scales, the ends of which go up and down cannot be seen as moving all at once. A thing that is produced arises as its cause subsides. Now this is true if seed and shoot are synchronous, but they are not. So they're occurring in an order. 1-2 instead of 1-1. Let's go. Then they gelde jeshin.
Tango kuya da zumba tunga yunga nyan gwenye nzeba joro. Yanda tunga kante tenye de tunga zumba kundu denba sun. Watete ke denba nyi tengo re, denba nyi. Kundu denba ta tunga denba.
That's it.
Ngo kuya yanda shebe, chebe, ne dodon deba ten gore toni dodon deba ten gore zoba thwa je be kunzu denba zoba thwa ye jiden ngu ni ne zeba joros ngani ngoni zeba joro yutu se sama ge tin do deba ni ni yores deba ni ngani ngoni ni zeba joros.
Okay. The nga de jepa de
cheba cheba cheja
tu che
cheba juina
cheba cheba yobam
mede meda nika tande chishi tang. We na chi gu me lawa tan chishi sha.
Nini.
Chishi sha.
Nini.
Nini. Nini te. Nini te chi. Shatang, tan shatang. Te lawa tishi. Tishi sha. Kangki rangta lana. Jine sama. Lebe na, nene riba mewa niji, tago jishi sha. Zhe len juwa, yang jiten li du shi te, te na, zhe le yue mi, nene riba jishi gus, zhe le jiwa tle riba gu ma re jen, zhe le jiwa tle, ngon sun tong re zi, la du gu jiru ta. Male Bajawa, Saban and Yugujawa, was the Gongosun Tonga, down the Duga, your mothers.
The Jeek then make Kanga, did Salada. Okay, so that's going Angie K. Lo. Okay, so when I, Rinpoche just wanted to. Okay, I'm sorry. I can know what to do. Okay, so you say like the crossbar of weighing scales, the ends go up and down but cannot be seen as moving all at once. The thing that is produced arises as its cause subsides. Now this is said if seed and shoot are synchronous, but they are not. For if a thing is being born, it tends to birth. It is not yet. And what is ceasing still exists, for it's tending to destruction. Now, how can such a case be likened to a weighing scales? To speak about production when there's nothing that produces has no sense. If consciousness of sight arises at the same time as its stimuli, the eye, the object, and the simultaneous perception, it's other and already present. Why should it arise again? Because it does not yet exist, you say. The faults of such a theory we've already shown. So if it's already arisen, if there's a simultaneous arisal, but you just don't see it, why does it arise again? Why are there two arisals? If we're not seeing it, if the order of what we're seeing is somehow just not understanding it right, then why are there two arisals seemingly? If consciousness of sight arises at the same time as its stimuli, the eye, the object, and the simultaneous perception, it's other and already present. Why should it arise again? Because it does not exist yet exist, you say, the faults of such a theory we've already shown. So, and if producers are the cause of products other than themselves, is what they generate existent, non-existent, both, or neither? If existent, why is a producer needed? And if non-existent, what does the producer do? And if both, again, what use is it? If neither, yet again, what purpose does it serve? Ordinary humanity, you say, takes common sense as truth. To what avail, therefore, is this philosophy? That things arise from other than themselves is evident to all, and therefore it is true. What need have we of reasonings? So when we look at any object or any truth, there are two truths. There are two aspects of any object that we can apprehend. There is the object's conventional truth, and then there is the object's ultimate truth. The object's conventional truth is that these causes come together and produce something that's able to do this or that, produce something, that it is defined somehow or another that qualifies it from its definition and the rest of the world concurring that it's called that. That's its conventional existence. So just using a car as example, everyone agrees that this thing with tires that rolls down the road and is driven is called a car. So we call it a car, suitably it'll be called a car, and conventionally it's a car. But ultimately it doesn't intrinsically exist as car because there isn't a car that we can find that is separate from that dependent origination and the naming and so forth. So that's its ultimate truth, is that it is not intrinsically existent. Its conventional truth is that it's suitable to drive down the road and perform the function of a car, so it's a car. So it is a car. It exists as a car, just does not intrinsically exist. And so that is the Madhyamaka view. And that idea of lack of intrinsic existence, both conventionally and ultimately, is specific to the consequence school. The autonomy school even still grasps at minute details of true establishment within conventional existence. This is all negating or supporting. Ditsuko, we arrived at 23, I think. Okay, yeah. Ne de ngugun yang da zumba tomba yi.
Ngugun yang da shi, ngugun yang da shi tonto denba. Zumba tonwa shi bi kunzu denba.
Less so.
Ngugun yang da zumba tonwa yi.
Less so.
Ngunye ngunye zumba joros.
Less so. Less
so.
Less
so.
Less so. Okay, so all objects may be seen in truth or in delusion. They possess a twin identity. The Buddha said the ultimate is what is seen correctly. The wrongly is all concealing truth. So here, the truth or delusion, truth is referring to ultimate truth, and delusion is referring to conventional truth. Because sometimes if you look at the word accurately, the etymology of the word for conventional truth in the Sanskrit, it's really concealed truth, or the concealed truth. So it's concealing what is actually true. So it's the car is conventional existence is its concealed truth, and its ultimate existence is its lack of intrinsic nature, because it appears. Reason they say concealed is because that all the consciousnesses that apprehend things, except the mental consciousness, apprehend them wrong. Apprehend them as intrinsically existent, because they apprehend them as singular, as this one thing that it sees. So that's why it's called sometimes concealer truth, because it's concealing its ultimate nature. It's kind of hiding it from what's accurate. So all objects may be seen in truth or delusion. And this is talking about the twin identity refers to conventional and ultimate truth. Let's see. Nene tongwa zumba nampa. The tongwa zumba de. Let's go, where are we? 45. Tonwa. Let's go. De shuloka loro na.
Tuwa zomba naba nyi dute.
Yeah.
Kudu zomba jite shuola dute yada to kudu nyi yore.
Less so.
Ni kande zha gore se na. Ombu se to ombu chwe de nos.
Less so.
Jite ranga yi zomba tu nyi ba tamo tu ba nyi ba nyi yore zang.
Less so.
Jite shuola dute yada to kudu nyi yore.
Less so.
Ombu se to ombu chwe de no. Chwe de na ji, wajan na ji. Sheba ne.
Yabudu.
Ombo lejuru shedu lobandu naba mebe ombo tuna je zonga ka jide je tote jide ni le deyi hama ne jide ni lobana ba jas je susu ju ranga yongo
Less so. Jikta ni le danyin lama yi. Jikta ni le lopa nampa sha. Then again, GK lo. Then it's chishin a triwa dan lenja. Charan san lo gar
yi.
Okay, so we're going to shag 25. Deluded vision has, it said, a double face. According to the organs, good or impaired functioning. Perceptions that derive from faulty faculties compared with what the healthy senses know are held to be mistaken. And everything the six undamaged senses grasp within the ordinary experience of the world is held as true according to the world. The rest according to the world is false. So here there is, it's talking about, again, conventional and ultimate truth. So it's saying that conventionally, there is a difference between something existing and not existing. For instance, if someone has jaundice and sees a mountain as yellow, that's incorrect conventionally. Conventionally, it's not yellow. Conventionally, it was a white, if it's a snow mountain, for instance, it's usually the example, it's a white. But the jaundice is mistaking their senses are impaired or faulty, so they're seeing it as the wrong color that because of this disease they have. So that's considered incorrect conventional reality. So that isn't conventional truth, that because that is inaccurate, that's faulty. The white snow mountain itself is conventional truth. But then the emptiness of the white snow mountain is its ultimate truth. So it's saying that the world thinks that the only mistake that can be made here is believing, is seeing it inaccurately because of faulty organs. But the organs are always misapprehending things because they're only seeing their concealed truth. They're only seeing it conventionally. They aren't able to see it as its ultimate existence, which is empty. They're not able to see its emptiness. So even the world... So it says that's why it keeps saying the rest according to the world is false, because the world is only seeing that one facet of conventional truth and not understanding the twofold nature of every phenomena. So that it's conventional and it's ultimate truth. So we're going to move, we're going to stop here. Rinpoche is going to do some questions. And I think he read, did I read number 6, 25? I did, correct? Okay, then. I'm just looking at the comment, the text real quick, because Rinpoche commented, as I've said, on a few things, and I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. So the conventional truth is a concealing truth. It can be called that as well. Okay, Diso. Anyone have any questions? Coleman. It can be related to simpler things or this. Yeah. Yeah, get on the mic. The mic sounds right. No, nice right now.
That's question. I was wondering if women could do, nuns can do tantra as well.
The ani, the nga nyamlen che tudwe. Nga tantra ani. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
She bothers. Okay.
Same.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, he said it's the same.
Andrews.
He said that the nuns have great knowledge, like really sapos. Like the word for like hot, but when it's used in this context, it's like fierce knowledge. Like, and then it's almost like conviction, like in there, like fierce with conviction and knowledge.
So it doesn't matter. You could be male or female and reach enlightenment.
Yes.
Equal. Okay.
The Pudam Pumo Nicha, the Shanchu, the Drotugdu.
Oh.
Pu. Dam Pumo, Nicha, Sanjay.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Okay. Both men and women.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions? I know it was kind of short. Rinpoche's a little shorter today. No? Okay. Truwa yomaring e sampa mek ngatsu kanga kali kaso.
Yeah.
Rinpoche, chiran kali kaso ntering?
Kamaso.
Dene, chiran le lapcha yurube ngatsu. Le ngatsu chutsu lapcha yurube.
Chutsu da kanze laja sena da. Da chutsu wate denba jin la so wate so kanga nenga chabashira res.
Less so.
Lunonji hakechebo res.
Less so.
Sanlumo mudangwa res.
Less so. I asked Rinpoche if he had any advice for us as a center, and he said that it's important to understand that this topic of the two truths is of utmost importance. It is of the root of things, and that we should study it and I don't want to say a lot, but that's how he said it. You should study it a lot. You should put a lot of emphasis on the two. This is it. It's very important. It's the root of things, and you should place a lot of emphasis on the study of it. So if the lesser vehicle practitioner, the Hinayana practitioner, wishes to achieve his or her state of nirvana, they won't be able to do so without relying on the two truths. And if a Mahayana practitioner wishes to achieve the state of complete Buddhahood, he or she won't be able to do so without relying on the two truths.
Does the study come under diligence of the six perfections?
Say that again?
Does the study come under diligence of the six perfections?
The Shinju, the Zunju, Yuna. Then Shintru Lobjung Shena, the Demba Ni Nangla Yurube. Shut up.
Shiro Nol Tanda Demba Dudrua. And Hamanga Nol Kudu Demba. Kudu Shitu Dawa Dindu Dioras.
So you would see that in the six perfections, the first five perfections would be referring to the dharmas or teaching presenting the dharmas of conventional, and then the sixth perfection presents the ultimate dharmas. So the conventional dharmas are in the first five, and the sixth is the ultimate dharma.
Which is wisdom then?
I'm sorry?
The sixth,
he didn't list it or say them, but yes, the six perfections, the first is generosity, second is ethics, third is patience, fourth is concentration, third is patience, fourth is effort, fifth is concentration, and sixth is wisdom. So the first five are the conventional, and the sixth, which is wisdom, is ultimate. Generosity, ethics, patience, effort, concentration, wisdom. Okay. So concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. So Nima comes back today? Tearing Nima the legare. Rinpoche.
Oh.
The tearing Nima. Pegare.
Hello.
The Yabudue. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All-powerful Avalokiteshvara Tenzin Gyatso, stay until samsara's end. Pray for the long life of the precious Khensur Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines. Spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Tuji Rumchi Kuzi Shapi Denanam.